Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by your San Francisco Giants.
Giants.
Vinny is out today. I would want to start by saying everybody's fine, but they did go back to the hospital last night. Christina was not feeling well. They've been assured the baby is fine. But they spent the whole night there. In fact, I think the last update we got was at like 3 in the morning. So he's had a tough night. And the timing is, as he pointed out, not great with vacation starting in a couple of days. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
Life is never convenient. So it's the Sarah, Yuzi, Human, Bryn, and Vaughn show, I guess, today. Hi, Vaughn. I haven't even said hi to Vaughn yet. Hi, Vaughn. Vaughn is running our camera show, which you can watch every morning on The Looking Glass. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. Don't miss today's game, Day Baseball in the City. Giants-Marlins game starts at
12:45. Uh-huh. Bye.
Tickets always available at sfgiants.com. It doesn't get more SF.
San Francisco Giants, third in National League West. Currently.
Well, it's a long season still to go.
Right.
So, ESPN, the magazine, they do a body issue. It's so funny because, like, when I say, oh, I've got body issues, it's like a different thing. This is just an issue filled with, and traditionally they're naked. Most of the time they're naked athletes' bodies, but they're, you know, they've got an arm strategically placed to block. Whatever,
a leg
up,
hair,
right? Yeah. Sure, they're covered. So that's coming out next week. They announced the lineup yesterday. We don't have. They did a teaser reel for it, you know, showing some of the photos, but all the bodies are in silhouette, so we didn't get to see any nakedness yet. Bummer. You know what? I actually think some of the best bodies are hockey players.
Oh,
I don't know if it's because my dad was such a hockey fan when I was growing up, and. But I think it's because they don't have tans. They never seem to make these lists. You know, they're fully covered. They're like on the ice and like,
Maybe it's the teeth thing.
Could be. There's some good looking hockey players, though. God. They're just so scrappy and like rough and tumble looking. Like, I know. I wonder why they never make these lists. They've got, people, all kinds of. Actually, you know who's surprising on here? Coming in at number 13 is Greg Norman. Greg the Shark Norman. He's a 63-year-old golfer.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And he's in here. He posed nude on Instagram last year, they're saying here. Let me see if you can find that picture. Is he, like, in particularly good shape, or is it just because he's, like, an older athlete and they're... I don't know. There's a few older people on here. Jerry Rice is on the list, but I'm sure he's still in great shape. Jerry, 55-year-old pro football Hall of Famer. Bunch of soccer players, surprise. But your number one, and I guess these are ranked because there are numbers next to them. Rookie New York Giants running back Saquon Barkley. I hope I'm saying his name right. I don't know who the rookies are on all the teams. Oh, is this Greg Norman?
Yes.
Oh, I was just going to print that out for you.
He looks great.
He's like at the edge of a river, like washing up.
Yeah, or a lake or
dude
something.
Dude looks pretty good. He's got a hockey player body. Look at him.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's an older guy. Like he's bald, gray hair.
kind of haggard looking face, but yeah, his he looks super fit.
Ripped.
But he doesn't look ripped like that. That I'm starved of all liquids, and you know that sort of shredded look. He just looks strong.
Yeah,
that's a great picture. What is he like standing in the? Why can't I see his lower legs? Looks like he's sinking into the mud.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Are there any other pictures? Let's see some more pictures of that guy.
I think that's the only one.
Even his booty looks muscly.
I know. He looks. That's the Instagram thing he put up last year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I mean, he's standing sideways. You can't. I don't even think you can see the crack of his cheeks, right? You can't
here,
see anything.
11,850 foot in the Colorado flat top wilderness. After 2 days in the saddle. There's also pictures he posted where he looks like a cowboy riding a horse. And which is even hotter for me.
Yeah.
Love that.
You love cowboys.
I do.
Too bad this guy doesn't have a mustache. He'd have it all. Damn.
I'll be there.
He looks great.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this golfer guy. Is he one of the great golfers or something? They say
golf
legend.
Well, I definitely know his name. Yeah, I definitely know his name from golfing.
Greg the Shark Norman. Good for him. I bet he's... Oh, there's his butt.
There's some crack.
Yeah, we've got to look. Is that also from Instagram?
That's from Google, so I don't know the source.
That picture's not as good.
Yeah.
It says here, Norman, who owns the Seven Lakes Ranch in the state's White River National Forest, showcased more of his time in the great outdoors with wife, Kristen Norman, on social media, writing, "I have a therapist. Her name is Nature."
Oh.
I know.
Isn't that lovely? How wonderful.
So this ESPN list, when is it totally going to... Or
we'll get it next
we
week.
See?
It looks like the body issue is released next week, so then we'll get to see all these people naked. I actually have to say I love artful nudes, and they do a great job in this magazine. If this is, or am I thinking of like the Sports Illustrated body issue? Don't they also
do
a naked sports
guy?
I might have that confused, but I love, you know, sort of the poses that, you know, and they're all flexing and they've got these fabulous athletic bodies. Let's see. There's a Minnesota Timberwolves center. Oh, the Timberwolves? They're a basketball team, right? Darn it. I was thinking of center. Maybe that is a hockey guy, but it isn't. It's Karl Anthony Towns. There's a WWE women's superstar Charlotte Flair. Is that Ric Flair's daughter?
It must be.
How
many
Flairs
can there be?
I can't think of how many there could be. There could be plenty.
Her parents, Ric Flair.
That's funny. And then there's WNBA players from the Seattle Storm, Breanna Stewart and Sue Bird. They're numbers 4 and 5. Then there's a women's soccer star, Megan Rapinoe. Mm. And Megan is actually dating Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. So they're in different pictures, but they're together. There's a L.A. Dodgers outfielder, Yasiel Puig. Is that how you say his name? Bunch of baseball guys on here. Softball player Lauren Chamberlain. A lot of chicks. Women's national soccer team, Crystal Dunn. Pro soccer stars. Oh, Olympic medal winning figure skater Adam Rippon.
Oh.
I know, he's doing it. And then there's number 13 is Greg Norman. I mentioned Jerry Rice. Track star Tori Bowie, and Olympic gold medal winning cross country skier Jesse Diggins. So we can see all of them naked soon. Oh my God. It's amazing. Let's see here. Oh my God, Chrissy Teigen. I just said the hell with it. I started following her on Instagram.
She is funny.
I really enjoy her. She's very honest, like to the point where I can't even read everything that's in the Instagram that she dropped that I'm talking about here. You remember, I don't know, 2 years ago, Gwyneth Paltrow was talking about steam in your lady area and how it's like a rejuvenating thing. And then all of these like OB-GYNs and, you know, lady parts doctors were just like, that is not, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
You could burn it, first of all. And that it was, I can't remember
just
all the reasons. Yeah, that
you.
There wasn't, yeah. It wasn't
beneficial in any form.
In any way, and it could be dangerous.
Yes.
Well, Chrissy did not get that memo. She, and the funniest part about this whole thing is that in the background of this picture. So she's squatting and she's on some kind of like steaming box, uh-huh. I guess, in like a bathrobe. She's got a face mask on, like a, you know, just like one of those cream masks. And she has a heating pad around her neck. So she's like all.
Around her neck?
Yeah, like a, okay. You know, sort of a, one of those beanbag looking things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You put it in the oven and then wrap right. it around. Yeah.
So Chrissy Teigen posts this picture of herself steaming her, woohoo, and she captioned it, face mask slash heat pad slash vagina steam. No, I don't know if any of this works, but it can't hurt, right? but I'm and there's like 100,000 comments on it, so I'm sure they're all like, they could. It could hurt. Gwyneth was like, yay, you're on the fast track to vaginal health. I don't know what her
vaginal.
I don't know. They're so she's just so funny. The line they wrote here is that, well, at least she has a sense of humor about the fact that she's possibly burning down John Legend's favorite nightclub. Nice one. Good one, Wise Brothers. Speaking of woohoos, have you guys heard yoni being used as a another name for your lady area?
Yoni?
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 Y-O-N-I. Look it up.
Y-O-N-I.
Like the singer, Yoni?
No. Isn't that Y-A-N-N-I?
They sound the same. Yoni and
I think it's Yoni?
Yoni. Yeah, long E.
Why are they calling it that?
It says, and we're speaking clinically.
Yes.
The vulva, especially as a symbol of divine procreative energy conventionally represented by a circular stone. What? I thought it was something else.
Yoni?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jada Pinkett Smith called hers a yoni, and I was like, I think I'm pretty sure she's talking about that.
Representation of the goddess Shakti in Hinduism.
Mm.
Let me go to Urban Dictionary.
All right, yeah, see who yoni is. So Jada Pinkett Smith is 46. But her yoni refuses to act its age. She says it's like a 16-year-old's yoni.
Urban Dictionary, yoni, the Sanskrit word.
Sanskrit?
Excuse me. For female genitals, translates to source of all life or sacred space.
Mm.
Sacred. I'm sitting on a gold mine over here.
I know you are. You're sad. I'm sitting on my sacred space. Yeah. Well, she was talking about this. I guess she has a Facebook show called Red Table Talk.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's had 3 vaginal rejuvenation processes.
3? How broken is it?
I don't know.
There?
Well, I guess it looks great now. She
like a peach.
Got them for bladder issues at first, and so they took care of the problem. I don't know how a vaginal rejuvenation would. I don't know anything about
maybe
that.
Maybe she was leaking.
Maybe. But there were other unintended benefits, and she basically said, you know, it looks like a 16-year-old's. So that's great. Thanks for telling us. Good for you. Oh, good for you. That whole family.
They're wackos.
So you know how they're bringing all the old shows back?
The reboots?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fran Drescher says, oh, that means we could bring back the nanny.
Yeah, I love the nanny.
You got some laughs for me? Oh, that's not even to go. That just sounds like her just like relaxed.
I only have 2. It was harder than you think to find her laugh.
That's it, yeah.
So there is a lot of annoying stuff happening in the world. So why wouldn't Fran Drescher threaten to bring back the nanny? She's saying basically that, you know, it's been 20 years. Uh-huh. Did you watch the nanny? I guess I've seen a few episodes
totally
of it.
Yeah, watched the nanny.
Oh, funny. I haven't watched the show. Was it? I guess.
It was cute.
I know all the characters, but I don't remember that theme song at all.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, my God. Totally.
So I guess she's been talking about it, trying to get like interest in it for a while. She wants to work. But she hinted recently that she's got some big news to reveal soon. She said, our revival would be the same characters 20 years later.
Oh, man. Well, she ended up at the very end. I don't know the last episode, but towards the end of it, from what I remember, people can correct me. She ended up marrying Maxwell Sheffield.
Oh.
and had a baby. She either had one baby or twins.
So they'd be 20 years old now, and they could take a whole new turn with it.
Yeah, it was super cute. After that, she did a show called something like Happily Divorced, and it kind of was based on her real life. You know, her husband helped create that show, The Nanny, with her. And then he came out, and after many years of being married, he came out and said he's gay.
Oh.
So kind of that
crushing.
Unhappily Divorced was kind of about a man, her husband, they were married, and comes out
that's
as gotta
be,
gay.
That's got to be, I think about that sometimes, you know, that, first of all, it's super sad that someone is hiding and felt like they needed to marry a woman. But it's so sad for the woman, too. Like, this person that you are in love with and that you were sharing your life with has been totally keeping a secret about themselves. Like, that's crushing.
Torture for both.
Yes, for both.
Yeah. But if Nanny comes back, I'm going
to
watch it.
Are you?
Well, sure, why
let
not?
Her know, because she's looking for all the support she's... Hey, man, TV is life. All right, you guys, what's coming up in the news? Do you want to do a tease?
You know what? I have a... I want to do a happy story, and it's about dogs and how much happiness they bring as far as your therapy goes.
And the World Cup.
Uh-oh.
Great. Boy, I bet we'll get a lot of updates on that. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37. This part of the show is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. In case you're just joining us, Vinny is not with us today. Everybody's fine, but they did have to go to the hospital last night. The baby's fine. They're just utmost caution, an overabundance of caution. Mm-hmm. You know, she's 2 months away from delivering his second baby. So they're... you know, Vinny's out today. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Right. We're all well aware. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care to get $60 off per axle on a standard brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Coupon required. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Details at driveafirestone.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right, everyone.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm going to do the best I can, even though Vinny's not here. Probably be a little better. All right, let's start with the World Cup.
Ole, ole.
Ole, ole.
So right now, Portugal is playing Morocco. I guess I'm not allowed to say the score, so I won't. But later today at 11 a.m., I am going to be glued to a television.
Iran. Iran.
Because Iran is playing Spain. Spain is favored to win the whole World Cup this year, everybody.
So we're excited to see Iran stomp them.
Oh,
how come
man.
They don't call themselves Persia? Persia.
So the name changed right around, you know, like World War II. It used to be Persia, but then when the British redrew the lines in the Middle East, it was no longer all that land. It became a lot smaller.
Oh.
So I know we talk about this every year. For some reason, you can't remember, but it's all right.
I like to have a refresher.
Do you?
Yeah.
So the people, the majority of the people are Persian in Iran. So.
What about in like Afghanistan or in Iraq or Pakistan? Like are there Persians there too? And because they redrew it, like Iran is just like a smaller state and then there's Persians outside of it?
So Iraq didn't exist until like 1935 or something.
Right.
That's a completely new country. So yeah, so Persia was basically Iraq
that whole
as well. That,
area.
Yeah, the whole area.
All right.
So talking about the World Cup, believe it or not, there's a Russian psychic cat that predicts. Thank you.
Oh. Hey, Garage Cat, he's one of us.
Oh, no, no. Are you back, Stinky?
I like hanging out with you.
Got into a lot of trouble last time you made an appearance.
Just shut up about the one thing. So, you know, now we've got Psychic Cat.
You sound
Psychic
good.
Cat,
you sound
Garage
really
Cat,
good
and Stinky.
Sound like you're with it. Maybe you're on.
I'm a little more with it today.
Well, there's a new cat. His name is Achilles. And Achilles, believe it or not, has a day job. Achilles catches mice at the Petersburg Museum.
Oh.
But when he's not doing that, he gets to predict who's going to win.
And has he done well so far this World Cup?
Well, he did. He predicted Russia would win against the very worst team.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
that's a good one.
And I think they won 5-0, so mm-hmm. I guess... Oh.
5-0, that's huge.
It is, but when you're...
It's like the highest scoring soccer game of
exactly.
all time.
Exactly. I can't believe they go through all that time and energy back and forth for 1-0.
Or 0-0. Sometimes it ends with 0-0.
Does it really?
Sometimes.
Ah.
So Achilles is hoping to carve out a niche to pass up Paul the Octopus. Remember Paul the Octopus in 2010?
No.
All right.
You're saying he was a predictor?
Yeah, there was this psychic octopus before.
That sounds
the
familiar,
psychic cat.
Yeah.
Anyway, Achilles is really special because Achilles is also deaf.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a deaf cat. And do you have a picture that you want to show Sarah of this this cat? Yeah.
I would love to see this Achilles, the deaf cat.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to see him too. What about you, Garage Cat? Oh my God, what are they doing to that cat?
They're putting a Russian jersey on it.
Oh.
Jersey.
Oh, I see.
Because he... Yeah.
Yeah, that's a... Oh, so he eats from the bowl that he believes.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so
they'll
put up
two
bowls
and
yeah,
two flags.
And two
There's
flags.
A flag on one side, and he goes to the side.
I mean, I think it's a little rigged because you can, you know, the cat can smell which food is going to be more appealing.
So
sure,
you're saying
yeah,
they're putting
right. true, yeah.
smellier food in one,
right?
But it's kind of a funny theory.
He's a white cat, and he's they dress him funny.
Yeah. And he's deaf. And
cats
he's
hate
psychic.
Clothing. Too. Like some
oh,
dogs
do?
Can put up with it, but man, cats hate when you put like they don't want to be messed with. Mm-hmm. Cats are just like, leave me alone.
Yeah, they are. Mm.
So that's the World Cup news.
All right,
Giselle,
that's
what do
great
you got?
News.
I want to stick on the animal thing and talk about therapy dogs that bring happiness to hospitals, helping patients recover faster.
I love you too.
I love you so much. They're saying that helping patients recover faster doesn't always require a medical degree. Sometimes you just need a furry face. And for the last 10 years, therapy dogs have been making rounds at hospitals where traditional medicine basically leaves off. And doctors and nurses are noticing that patients are loving the service dogs that come in.
Does someone just walk them in and they just get to pet it as it walks by? Or do they leave them in the room with them to love on them? And
I'm not sure about that. I've been kind of looking into service dogs, and Ella's so great with people and other animals that I know she could bring light into, you know, someone's
she's a good
dim
dog.
World. She is
like,
a
she
great
just wants
dog.
To play and
but their doctors
bites.
And nurses are noticing that patients are healing faster with these service dogs. So I was looking up sort of a step-by-step guide to becoming a service dog. There's several websites out there, but this is particularly from Rover.com. And they're saying assessing the age and health of the service dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want
the 100-year-old service dog.
Exactly.
In dog years.
Test your dog's personality. Find a reputable service dog trainer. Time to train your time, the actual time, because
right.
it takes time to train a dog. They say to do a public access test. Basically, get your dog out there.
Right.
And make sure that it can handle the sounds, the noises, and people
some dogs
around
them. Yeah, are just not, they're fine at your house, and they're mm-hmm. a sweet, loving dog, and you get them out in the world, and they're just like, oh my God.
They don't know what's going on. They're scared.
Right.
And that could be cars,
anything.
Children
right.
playing around.
Children are the scariest thing to animals. Like most, like my cat's actually pretty friendly, and any adult, like he'll be like, "Oh yes, you may lift me." But a kid, it's almost like they know. They somehow know that a kid is. They just don't know how to hold them mm-hmm. right, or they hold
they're
them.
They're so rough,
right? They pull on the tail or whatever, and they don't mean any. Like most kids are just like, "I want to have my hands on this animal,"
right?
My cat's just like, oh my God, the person is under 4 feet tall. I got to get out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, zoom out
yeah.
the other way. So if anyone has a service dog or knows anything about that, text us or
yeah,
email
let us. Know
I
what
the
process
was. I would
be
very interested to learn about that.
This is totally different from the support animal thing that we're all like people trying to get their support peacocks onto planes. And it's just really their way of taking their animal with them.
Right.
On a plane.
And you could do that. I mean, go online and pay $75
for that
service snake
doesn't mean it's a therapy dog.
Right. Well, maybe it is for you.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or you just want to fly free with your pet.
Well, doctors will tell you, you should leave your pet at home.
Yeah.
Your pet doesn't want to be in an airplane. Your pet doesn't want to be around there. Let's talk about tipping for a second.
Okay.
The headline is, could millennials kill tipping? 2/3 always tip less than 20%.
Oh.
You got a rule on tipping?
Well, I do have some rules on tipping. I was a waitress for a long time, but also because I'm a semi-known person, if I go anywhere in this area, I feel like I don't want anyone to say Sarah Clark is a cheapskate. So I am a over.
I am so with you
there. Yeah, I am a total over tipper when we're here. But elsewhere, like when I go home to Maine, no one's going to know or give a rat's ass who I am. So I'm a 20%er. I feel like it's easy to calculate, and I feel like 20% is that. I would have been psyched if everybody had tipped me 20% when I was a waitress.
Sure, it took everything I had the other day. John and I were out, and he picked up the bill, and it took everything I had to not look at the bill to make sure that he tipped the guy enough.
Right.
Like I always want to look at it and just leave a couple.
Is he
extra
not
dollars.
A good tipper?
He's a fair tipper. I don't think. He's ever worked in an industry where
you are living off your
tips. Exactly. So I don't think he quite gets it, but I am like, here's a lot more than probably you deserve.
You know, the thing is, and they're saying millennials are killing. I actually heard part of this report.
Uh-huh.
And I just think that the thing about tipping positions is that you make so much less money. Like the minimum wage for a tipping position is, I don't know what it is now, but it was $2.01 when I was a waitress.
The
many
minimum wage.
Years ago. That's so I made for every hour I worked at this restaurant, I got $2 from the restaurant. And then, so I, you know, I'm not paying my rent.
And taxes taken out of that.
Right, and taxes taken out of that. And then, you know, so obviously I wasn't paying my rent with that. I was paying it with the tips. And I just think that people, no matter, you know, millennials are, and actually you're a decent tipper, aren't you, Bryn? You're a millennial, aren't you?
Yeah, I try to do 20%.
Yeah.
It depends on what
but
I'm
you
doing.
Have worked in the restaurant business.
I wonder if
it's kids who have worked as a waiter, waitress, or in a tip position as a barista or whatever.
Yeah.
If they are more cognizant of it and that there's other people who are just like,
oblivious.
I'm paying the price.
So the study is saying they found 2/3 of millennials tip less than 20% at restaurants. Half of people over 38 tip at least 20%. And 10% of millennials take it even further and tip zero.
Zero.
There's
nothing like getting stiffed.
They
when
have
you're a waitress.
This theory, and this is a quote: millennials use a lot of services they don't have options of tipping, like shopping online. They're saying Uber doesn't have a tipping option, at least until recently.
Yeah, it does now.
Yeah, and it's just has shifted everything with these millennials. What else? There's another quote. When you don't make a lot of money, your financial margin of error is very small, or even if you wanted to, you might not be able to financially tip.
Well, then you can't afford to eat out is what I would say to you. If you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to eat out.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like that is what's expected. It's not like, you know, that's the problem with tipping is people feel like it's optional, you know, and frankly, it is if you get crappy service. If someone really leaves you hanging, your food is cold, there's something wrong, you don't feel like you got good service because you do go to a restaurant to be waited on.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have to do the dishes. You're not going to have to prepare the food. You eat. You know, you're trying to have a nice night out. So if you get crappy service, I can see that. But you should actually write on the bill, you know, here were the problems and here's why I'm leaving you this or nothing or whatever it is. But if you are going into that restaurant saying, oh yeah, no, I'm gonna eat here, but I can't afford to tip. Then you can't afford to eat out. So what you need to do is go get some ramen, which is delicious.
Get your 35-cent pack of ramen.
Get you know a big bag of rice and live on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you know, maybe that sounds harsh, but as someone who waited tables and actually had a large party, say, just so you know, we can't afford to tip you. And I stood there at the front of the table looking at these 8 people, and I just was like. I felt like saying I can't afford
to
wait on you.
Yeah.
You know?
That is just wrong. Hooman, you got one last story for us?
So
If we were to say to our interns, who's Tom Selleck? I'm sure they have no idea.
Annalise, do you know who Tom Selleck is?
Where's Annalise?
Just yes or no. Yes, hand up. Yes. Yeah, she knows who he is.
Oh, she does. Okay.
Yeah. Excellent.
You know what? Her mom's cool, so she. Her mom's probably like, you need to know about Tom Selleck.
The poster on my wall.
So it's been a lot of years since Tom Selleck was the number one male sex symbol.
Was he the number one sex symbol?
I would say so.
At one point, sure.
When he was,
but he's
Magnum.
So doggone good looking now.
So what?
Even better looking now than he was.
No, and he isn't.
On that, yeah, he is. On that Blue Blood show that he's on right now, Newman. He's like,
you're swooning.
Shoot, is he like captain of the police? He's like the big guy, whatever, and commissioner, maybe police commissioner. He's in that suit, and
you want to hit that?
The mustache
I would hit that
and
over and over. He could destroy me.
All right.
Does he still have the mustache?
Yes.
So this question, this story comes up. It says, "What did Tom bring to the table?" And the story goes on to say it wasn't the mustache; it was chest hair.
Oh, that's true. He was a hairy dude. You really don't see that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't like Chewbacca, but he did have full chest hair.
Yes.
So and he would wear his Hawaiian shirts buttoned low.
And the hair would be coming out
of
it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how happy you guys are talking about him.
I know, I'm smiling. What else about Tom?
So there's a new survey that says, is chest hair in 2018 hot or not?
I think it really depends on the dude and the amount of hair.
And how about the age of the chick they're asking?
Probably, yeah. Because everybody gets it stripped off now or clips it way down.
Well, I want it clipped. Like, my husband clips his hair.
Oh.
I like the chest hair.
Do you want Tom Selleck-style hair today?
I don't think so.
How about you?
No.
If I could braid it, then no.
So you guys are saying no, right?
Well, it's super, you know, his was like, when you see, it's surprising when you see pictures of him now because I totally accepted it at the time. My dad had a full chest of hair. Like, it just, that was how men looked. But these days, we're just used to it. Everybody clips it all down. Like, even leg hair. Like, I don't want to see furry leg hair. Clip that down. Clip it.
So the survey goes on to say 28% of women say they like chest hair versus 35% who say they don't.
Just so they don't want any chest hair.
They don't want it. They want it to be clipped way down.
You clip yours, right?
I do, yeah.
You clip it or do you strip it? I thought you actually got it waxed.
Oh. He goes to the guy.
Yeah. So how come you don't just have a clipper at your house?
Because I'd like to have the guy do it for me.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you clip your man area?
No, I do myself, yeah, but I don't have him do that.
You clip that yourself.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, that should be clipped too. It's just nicer and neater.
Absolutely.
Everything looks cleaner and bigger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, clip it.
You want action, right?
Oh, is that what it takes?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you've gotten that far with somebody, are you really going to be like, you know, I can't because it's not clipped?
I have a buddy who was hooking up with this chick one time, and they were about to do it, and she took a look at it, and she said, I'm going to have to clean this up before we go any further.
Oh.
And she pulled, like, this was like their
she
first time.
She brought out her own clippers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she cleaned it up, and then they did it. I was like, wow, that's...
I don't know if I go that far.
You think you just go in the moment and talk about it after, but...
Well, she was making her needs, well, good for her.
You think so?
Sure. I mean, if that's what she needs to.
I have to clean that up.
Yeah, let's clean that up. The thing is, it can be super matted and thatchy looking, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Should I say that?
Mm-hmm. What did it say?
Can I walk you out?
That's from The Bachelor.
Text here. Where's Vinny?
Oh, Vinny is... I'm probably still at the hospital. Everybody is fine.
Everybody is?
In an overabundance of caution, they went to the hospital last night. They spent the whole night there. Christina was, I guess she was throwing up and having some bad reactions to, you know, the car accident that she was in the other day, which they were all fine after that, too. Like, everybody's fine. I want to emphasize that. But they did spend the night at the hospital. Oh, is that it?
Running a little late. So what do you got coming up, though?
Well, I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. Those are the biggest songs in the country at this moment. We'll see where we go from there.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.